The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a jolly, merry, happy, joyful, fantastic, exciting, fancy, magnificent, remarkable, special, white, sparkling, terrific, stunning, festive, and wonderful holiday season.
Yo, 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 this be Uncle Skeeter, and this be a Cheese Please Christmas with Snarf Dude and Davidil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Please back here in the bunker in the actual electronic room because it didn't work out that well last week in the kitchen. But we got things done.
No. It was fabulous in the kitchen.
Not for me, remember? You know, I like to bumble things.
Well, that's because you're clumsy and shouldn't be loud in kitchens.
Thank you. I appreciate that compliment. It's another edition of Cheese Please, a Cheese Please Christmas for this year. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And I actually had a boo-boo on my knee when I kicked something, Daffodil, last week. Ugh. But you fixed it, though, right?
Yes, I kiss all your boo-boos better. And bandage them up.
Yes, I thank you for that. On the show this week, we'll have our final episode with Christmas music for this year, including Have a Gluey Christmas by Little Georgie Holiday. Glue. Guess what I wanted for Christmas. Right, Daffodil?
I like glue. Holds things together.
We're going to talk about trees a little later on with a talking tree and just a plain Christmas tree. A talking Christmas tree and then a plain talking tree. No.
All the trees talk. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, let's just go for that. But we're starting off the show. We got Margo Smith coming up in Sitting on Santa's Knee. Ugh. Are we going to get in trouble for this?
As long as there's no farting, no.
Okay. But we're starting off the set with Lynn Maxwell and Have a Very Monster Christmas. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Oh, there's the doorbell. Igor, see who it is under the door.
Yes, Master.
Good evening, Janosch. Good evening, Count, and a Merry Christmas to you. And a ho, ho, ho to you, too. Why did you do that? You were standing under the mistletoe. That's not mistletoe. It's mistle thumb. We ran out of toes. Ho, 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 children. Here are your presents.
Just what I wanted. A train wreck set. My present bit me.
My present flew away.
His present ate my present.
It is a Merry Christmas. A Merry Monster Christmas.
When you're sleeping in your bed and the bat flies round your head, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. If a full moon's in the sky and you hear a werewolf cry, Merry Christmas. Christmas, then your stockings hanging on the mantel, and the fireplace is all aglow. Old Santa will come right down the chimney into the fire, and he will scream, ho, ho! If you're reading Mother Goose and her head is in a noose, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. If your eggnog tastes like mud, add a little dash of blood. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you want to get a lot of presents and to make your Christmas very bright, you must be very good to Mom and Daddy and give them a good night bite. When you're skating on the moat and somebody bites your throat, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Then a relative appears who's been dead 200 years. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to all you. A very merry monster Christmas to all you boys and the ghouls.
Oh,
needs presents when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas.
With Margo Smith and Sitting on Santa's Knee. And before that, we had Len Maxwell going a little crazy with the monsters and Have a Merry Monster Christmas.
That's a little morbid, but it was fun.
I suppose. The whole toes and thumbs thing.
Well, adding blood to your punch and...
Yeah. I know, but you know, they're monsters, right?
Exactly.
That's all I get to say. My name is Sartu.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to the Cheese Please Christmas Show.
Number 4. It's the last one. You can be thankful of that.
Until next year.
Until next year. If you don't like them. Of course, if you don't like them, you're probably not listening now, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
There we go. And Daffodil, you've been working on our Christmas tree here in the bunker.
It's all decorated.
Yeah.
It's got all the decorations on it and all the lights. It's all pretty.
It's real cool. I mean, even, I don't know, that angel, though, looks a little ominous.
Well, I haven't quite figured out how to make her face light up. So you have this, like, sparkly, pretty skirt and big feathery wings, and then her face is in the dark. And she kind of looks like the angel of death.
You might as well put a little cape and hat on her and, you know, maybe a little sickle like the Grim Reaper.
No.
I'm just thinking, you know, no. If you put her like that, that's not necessarily a bad thing because it sort of has that overtone. But, you know, I mean, maybe you can put like a little, I don't know.
Get a little spotlight and shine it right on her.
Yeah, that's more like it. That's more Christmassy. And I actually went to the storage room downstairs and found my aluminum Christmas tree. I mean, it's all of like a foot and a half high.
Yeah, about 16, 18 inches.
Yeah, and it's got blue.
And it's very silvery.
Yes, it's very silvery, and it has blue bulbs or balls or whatever the heck you call them.
Blue ornaments.
Thank you. I just really couldn't think of that. And I didn't want it to come out the wrong way.
No, that could go badly very quickly.
Yes. So
blue ornaments, not blue balls.
Yeah, don't say that, please. So the whole thing is that I have it here in the equipment room, and right next to me. It looks pretty cool. It's got a bit of a blue skirt under it too. So it looks a little hardened, I have to admit. You know, it's had its day where it's tipped over a few times, but I'm doing what I can to move the wires and the aluminum part around so it sort of looks like a tree.
Yes, but we need to get back to the music.
Oh, geez, I forgot. Yes, and speaking of trees,
it's a tree set.
Yes, shortly we have Piney the Talking Christmas Tree by Cy Leonard, but we're starting off, hey, it was written by the Wrecking Crew dude Hal Blaine, and Alfie the Christmas Tree by the Frogs. On?
Cheese, please!
Alfie the Christmas Tree, little fella hardly big enough to see. All of his family were taken off to happy homes. Alfie was all alone, little orphan baby wishing he was grown.
Christmas for Alfie, huh, kids?
Uh-huh. Sure is, Daddy Longlegs. Let's all wish Alfie a real Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. Tell you what, let's wish everybody all over the world a Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Here we go, all together.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Can you believe all the crap that's been called Christmas music? Neither can we. That's why we bring you a Cheese Please Christmas.
Hi, girls and boys. I'm Piney the Talking Christmas Tree. Everybody's in love with me. Under my branches there'll always be presents for everyone. Here's what Santa says to me on that night called Christmas Eve.
Hey, there's Santa! How about coming in and singing one for us, Santa?
Well, I'd love to, Piney. Piney, Piney, my friend the talking Christmas tree. Piney, Piney, you make Christmas right for me. You give little girls and boys pretty baubles, lovely toys. You look and smell so nice for me, Piney the Talking Christmas Tree.
Gee, that was real swell, Santa. How about singing another one, eh?
Okay, Piney. Piney, Piney, my friend the Talking Christmas Tree. Piney, Piney, you make Christmas right for me. You have secrets that you keep till the children are asleep. Now I know when you talk to me, I can talk to a Christmas tree.
Hey, Santa, how about doing a little dance with me?
All right, Piney, if you want to, let's go.
Gee, Santa, this is lots of fun.
Watch it, Piney, watch it now. Don't knock over that table.
Hey, Santa, let's really swing it.
We don't want to wake up the boys and girls, Piney, now. Santa isn't as young as he used to be, you know. All right, now you sing one, Piney. I sang one before. It's your turn.
I'm Piney, Piney, your friend, the Talking Christmas Tree. Piney, Piney, your friend, the Talking Christmas Tree. Now let's do one together, Santa.
Piney, Piney,
your friend, the Talking Christmas Tree.
Piney, Piney,
your friend, the Talking Christmas Tree.
Please, with Piney the Talking Christmas Tree, Cy Leonard. I think that is probably one of the most annoying records we played on the show.
No.
Well,
but it is probably on the top 10.
Okay. How does a talking Christmas tree dance with Santa?
He shakes his pot.
I was going to say, and that would be a rather noisy, though, wouldn't it? Boom, boom, boom. You know, banging on the floor and waking up the children.
Pum, pum.
Yeah, or that too. I so totally over the top kid stuff. That's all I get to say. And before that, more of all over the top kid stuff with Alfie the Christmas Tree by The Frogs. It's written by master drummer Hal Blaine, getting into the kids' Christmas stuff, I guess.
It was interesting.
Yeah, he was from the Wrecking Crew and did a lot of hit records in the 60s, and he decided to write Christmas stuff.
Also not a bad thing.
No, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to A Cheese Please Christmas.
Yes, the finale. The finale. You sound so final, Daffodil.
That's the whole point. It's the final countdown to Christmas.
I understand that, but it's so final. It's like...
I'm excited.
I'm going to crawl in a box and someone's going to throw some dirt on me. It's final.
No, it's not that kind of final.
Oh, okay.
It's I'm finally able to give you your Christmas gift very soon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I got so entwined in this music that, yes, we made a lot of money.
Yes, and I picked out the perfect gift.
Do we have to pay taxes on it?
No, we didn't make that much money.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I mean, ultimately, we'll get to the presents shortly. But before that, we have Picture of Mummy Twisting with Santa, Little Corey, coming up shortly. And now, to start it off, Little Georgie Holiday, Have a Gluey Christmas. Oh, Little Georgie. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Mummy, when Santa Claus comes, will he stay?
No, now go to sleep.
He's gonna stay, I'll make sure of that. I'm gonna spread some glue around my Christmas tree so Santa Claus can't stay around for you. I'm gonna spread it on the floor, the windows, in the door. I'm gonna catch him like a fly so I can have him for Easter in a
Traditional Christmas music fair. Enjoy the goofiness of the Cheese Please Christmas.
Twisting with Santa. And before that, proving that you should never let every kid play with glue. It's Little Georgie Holiday, and have a gluey Christmas on the show this week.
Yes, you know, he should stick to eating the paste, not trying to paste Santa to the wall.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I just don't know what to say to that, because that won't get me in trouble.
Well, at the end of the day, he needs some help.
Yeah, let's just leave it right there, okay?
You know, like, that's evil genius in training.
Yes.
Caliber. Okay, gifty time.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What's my name?
Oh, you're Snarf Dude. I'm Daffodil. This is Cheese Please Christmas number 4.
Yeah, if you haven't figured that out, but you probably did. Anyway, let's get to the presents. I love the presents.
This little envelope.
Oh.
You get to open this little envelope.
Oh.
And then I'll tell you what's in it.
Okay. Okay.
So, we made a fair amount of money.
Oh, look at that.
So, we're going to the spa. We're going to have massages.
Wow.
We're going to hang out in the hot tub and drink sparkling water.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have a doggy daycare at this spa, so... The dog is even getting spied.
You sound like a game show telling us our prize.
It's a fabulous prize.
I don't know. It's a
gift for everybody.
I don't think we've ever been there before.
No, we have never had enough money to go there, but we do this year.
Wow.
so we're going to the spa. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what to say. All your hard work, putting that together, me getting out there and making sure they have it.
Yes, you delivered cookies.
Yes.
Took them to the post office.
Yes.
Got them all in the mail.
Yes.
Helped me pack them all up.
I didn't know they were in the mail. I thought I had to drive
them. No, some of them were mailed.
Oh, okay. You didn't tell me. You did that part. I just drove it around.
Yes.
Okay. We should say something to our listeners, though.
Yes. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah. Until next week, folks, we're going to end off the show with Johnny Koontz and Nosy.
That doesn't sound very Christmassy.
On?
Cheese, please.
This is the story of Santa's littlest helper, the smartest elf in the whole wide world, and the Christmas when he helped Santa remember every boy and girl. Nosy is an elf who sleeps on a shelf. He's not big enough to work in Santa's workshop. He sleeps all day, at night he wants to play. He knows that's the time when all the work stops. As quiet as a mouse, he sneaks around the house while all the other little elves are sleeping. He sees the toys for the girls and boys. In Santa's Christmas sack, he's peeping. Nosy, Nosy, what will Santa bring for Christmas? Nosy, knows what Santa's gonna bring this year. Nosy took a look in the big secret book where Santa wrote the names of all the children. On every page was a name and age. There must have been 41 zillion. By candlelight in the middle of the night, he could see what every name on the list was. Every boy and girl in the whole wide world knows he knows what they're gonna get for Christmas. Nosy, Nosy, what will Santa bring for Christmas? Nosy, knows what Santa's gonna bring this year. And then one Christmas Eve, as Santa packed his sleigh, the cold north wind came up and blew his list of names away. Now Santa tried to remember the names of every girl and boy, and where he was supposed to bring all those zillions of toys.
I'm the leader of the elves.
Do you know who can help?
Nosy knows what every name on the list was. He knows you and me.
Everyone from A to Z. He can help Santa bring the toys for Christmas. Nosy, Nosy, what will Santa bring for Christmas? Nosy knows what Santa's gonna bring this year. And if you're wondering how a little baby elf could remember all those names, well, it's because an elf infant never forgets.
Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to C.